New Hampshire poll, 11-point swing from DeSantis to Trump. By Hannah Blow on June 15, 2023. Former President Donald Trump has experienced an 11-point swing in his direction in the early primary state of New Hampshire following both his indictment and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis jumping into the presidential race. The latest National Research Incorporated survey, commissioned by American Greatness Survey, found. This particular survey was taken June 12 to 14, 2023, after Governor Ron DeSantis, former Vice President Mike Pence, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum jumped into the race. It also followed federal prosecutors indicting Trump. Despite all of that, Trump's lead has actually increased among likely Granite State Republican primary voters over the last month, jumping from 39% support to 44% support, a 5-point increase. DeSantis fell 6 points over the last month, from 18% to 12%. This reflects an 11-point swing in Trump's direction over the last month. Overall, Trump's lead has increased from 21 points in May to 32 points in June. AM Greatness noted that New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, who was listed in May's survey, did not take votes away from DeSantis, as some expected. When Sununu is taken out of the equation in this month's survey, DeSantis did not benefit. A majority of Sununu's vote share went to Scott and Christie, the report noted. Video, NH Governor Sununu, I will not run for president in 2024. The survey found Senator Tim Scott tying with former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie in experiencing a positive boost this month, moving from 1% in May to 7% in June. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley also jumped from 3% to 5% support, and Pence went from 1% support to 3% support. Notably, the number of undecided voters has also increased over the last month, jumping from 15% to 18%. The survey was taken June 12 to 14, 2023, among 500 likely New Hampshire GOP primary voters. It has a +4.38% margin of error. Post-indictment national surveys told a similar story, with Trump's lead only increasing following the indictment, as well as others jumping into the presidential race. Breitbart News detailed the latest Morning Consult poll earlier this week. Even with more official challengers joining the race, as well as an indictment, Trump has expanded his lead to 59%. That reflects a 3-point uptick from the 56% he saw last week. DeSantis, meanwhile, has experienced a 3-point drop over the last week, going from 22% support last week to 19% this week. In other words, Trump has increased his overall lead from 34% last week to 40% this week. This is particularly negative for DeSantis, given that he did not experience a significant bump in this particular survey last week, either. While critics say Trump's lead is still smaller than the 43-point lead he held in mid-May, Morning Consult's Eli Yockley observed that much of that dip came before DeSantis officially began his bid, as Breitbart News noted last week. Related, it won't stop with me, Trump warns Republicans must get tough.